This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. If you missed the first hour, you missed a lot. Go check it out on podcastarena.com. We had a lot of fun in that first hour, and some of you may have missed it, so make sure you go back and check it out. We talked about me getting laser hair removal. We talked about how old we are. We talked about how dumb Nick is. You're not going to want to miss it. Go back, check it out, Podcast Arena. Something else you're not going to want to miss, our party bus. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Usual Suspects party bus is in full effect, and it goes down June 16th. We're headed to East Beach, and we want you to join us. You can purchase your seat, get a round-trip luxury ride to Sunfest with us, The Usual Suspects, so you get to hang out with myself, Joel, if he goes, Nick. We're going to have a good time. Nick and I are definitely going. Joel's on the fence, but, you know, I mean, he's mature and has, like, things going on. So hopefully he'll be able to join us. You get a bunch of cold, frosty drinks, if you catch my drift, while supplies last, breakfast, snacks, and dinner, and an official Sunfest 2018 t-shirt. All for only $30. It's super easy to reserve your seat. Just email Michelle at bus@ESPN975.com. One more time, to get your seats, and I suggest you get a couple, just email Michelle at bus@ESPN975.com. We're doing the driving. You can have a great time.
Good deal.
I really do hope you can go. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So, I think it's going to be a good time.
I put up with you guys when you're sober. I can only imagine how much more that would be fun that would be when you guys were drunk.
We'd probably have a good time. What's wrong with that? Nick's kind of violent when he drinks. He punches things.
It's not true.
I know. I just spreading rumors.
I get punched,
rumors.
But I don't punch anybody.
I like spreading rumors. By the way, my Subway app, whenever I order, whenever I'm driving in, I always order my sandwich ahead of time. That way, when I get here, I just walk right in and it's ready. But something is amiss in my app because they have my name wrong. It says Barty.
I can verify that.
B-A-R-T-Y. Barty.
I mean, you have a pretty easy name, and it's misspelled a lot.
Yeah, B-E-R-R-Y, B-A-R-Y. There was B-E-R-Y, and now there's B-A-R-T-Y, Barty. Barty, your order is ready. Okay, well.
Have you ever known a Barty?
Never. I've known a Bart.
I know one Barty.
You know a Bart, me?
No.
I was like, I just did that enough. You can't do that.
No. I don't know you. I feel like I just met you.
Do you?
The Packers used to have a running back named Barty Smith.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Barty Smith. Otherwise,
damned.
I've never heard the name Barty.
He probably either. Sucked.
Yeah, growing
all
up.
All Packers, when I was little, sucked.
They were just terrible?
I think the Packers went 20 years without a playoff experience.
Damn, that's very 20. Very Oilers-like.
Yeah.
Somebody really wanted to know if Dave Tepper was the one who bought the Panthers.
He
of
was.
Course.
Congrats to Dave.
Of
he
course.
Came a long way from ESPN 95. Matter of fact, they're working on inducting him into the Gal Media ESPN 97.5 Hall of Fame.
Somebody said, damn, I love Joel's drops. Thank you, Nick.
Jeez. People getting
did he request the drops? Or
no,
did he, just,
he just said he loves
you
them.
Sure. Read, yeah. Read the text again. He might have requested it.
Let's see. Oh, you know what? You're right. He did.
Oh, okay.
He said he'd to hear all of Joel's drops.
Put your tiny thing in mind.
I don't want to keep beating
put
it.
Put your tiny thing in mind.
I don't want to keep beating
put
it.
Put your tiny thing in
it's
mind.
Only two. There you go.
It's like a song. quit being a Virginian and get your ass on the bus, Joel. I'm with you on that, Texter, for sure. Where do they pick you up on the bus? That I don't know. That I'm not sure. I think we're meeting somewhere.
Barry's house.
Oh, definitely not.
We're meeting on the farm.
Definitely
the
not Barry's
haven.
House.
And take then that bus all it's going to be like Woodstock. At the end of the night, if everybody's just a little too drunk to drive home, Barry will have tents waiting and we'll have a sleepover out in the field.
And then while everyone's asleep, I will burn it down. Nope, not happening. All right, so we've already talked some sports. Again, if you missed it, podcastarena.com. We talked a little bit about the game, the Celtics
and the Cavs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be breaking down the Rockets. But a couple of things I wanted to discuss.
Haven't they already broken down?
Yeah. Okay. Touche for sorry, that, Nick. For sure. Touche. So this morning I wake up to a tweet from our boy P. Randizzle.
Yep.
Patrick Randall. And yep. You were tagged on it.
Yes,
as well.
I was.
And in this tweet, he said, basically, if someone came at my family like this, I would use everything I had as far as like my powers of the media to go back at them. And I was like, what is he talking about? So I had to click on this link, and it was Sarah Donchey from Channel 2, KPRC
yep.
Channel 2.
Yep.
And she, apparently this lady tweeted to her. So all she did was just retweet the lady and said, don't be like this lady. And this lady's name is PlatinumQueen7, Platinum_Queen7 on Twitter. Lily, L-I-L-I. But her Twitter handle, @Platinum_Queen7.
Wait, I'm not following
you. You didn't get it?
No.
@Platinum_Queen7 is this lady's name.
Okay, okay.
And she tweeted to Sarah, why is KPRC2 Sarah going through such great lengths to hide the fact that she's obviously pregnant? Is she concealing because of shame? What? So then Sarah says, you do realize I can read this, right? Which is a great response.
Right.
Right? And then the lady was like, if so, why do you go to such great lengths to hide it? You're obviously bulging pregnancy. Really? Seriously? Why not embrace it? Standing in front of the camera, hiding with your iPad, it makes it that much more obvious. Basically just berating Sarah. It's none of your business.
Right.
The amazing thing is, why would you... I think people forget sometimes that just because Sarah's on TV doesn't mean she's not a person and she doesn't have feelings. Why do you feel the need to attack her and tag her in it? Like, she's not going to see it. And then a lot of TV folks, and Joel, you can attest
to this. I've lived
this. They are not allowed to say anything. Like, you and I will read a text and then call the person an a-hole and a jackass and an idiot and a dickhead or whatever. I don't think I can say that. You might want to grab that. It's my bad. I got a little feisty. That's my bad. But on TV, they're very strict about that, right, Joel? Like, you can't say anything with all the hate you get.
Yeah, the station basically wants to control what goes out. And I've told you guys, like, Lisa had to... There's several times, too, where the station has made her apologize for things that I think if it was just her own personal judgment, she probably would not have done. And they are very critical of everything that goes out from every person that has a social media account that works at their stations. And I have lived what Sarah's going through too with Lisa, because I'll be honest with you, she got off easy.
Yes.
We've dealt with some very, very severe issues with this topic, and it is ridiculously out of whack with what people think they can do, say, get away with. And there's this strange connection that, because if they see you on their television, they honestly believe that they're friends with you, that they're tight. And that, you know, that there should be times when they should be able to get,
yeah,
reach you very quickly.
God, it sucks to be a girl.
It really does.
It sucks.
I mean, I know how much hate we get, and not just us, not like the people only hate us. Like, the Blitz gets hate. You know, I'm sure John and Lance get it. Raheel and Dell. I just combined their names. Yeah, Raheel and Deal. But not just that. Like, if you look at like Paul Gallant on 610, he always puts his hate text on his Instagram.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter. If you're in this business, you know that you're going to get a certain amount of hate from people, and we accept it. And just like athletes, they know that they're going to get a lot of hate, right? But you accept it. But then I think it comes to, like, if you can say, hey, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Like, the hate I got on Facebook when I wrote my article about Bregman, people were like, this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. That's fine. I get that. But why take personal shots at somebody, whether it's radio or TV? I don't understand that. If you want to criticize the way we do our job and say that we're not good at our job, that's fine. I mean, yeah, it's going to piss me off. But I get that that's part of this.
Well, that's why my response...
But to be like, why are you hiding this? Like, bitch, it's none of your business. Like, turn the channel if you don't like it. Otherwise, shut up.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, get a lot of people when they do piss me off with a couple of them, I say, well, why don't you tell me what you do? Let's just start there.
Yeah.
Tell me what you do, and then I'm going to start telling you some things about what you do really poorly at your job.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. Or how old are you? Or what are you wearing? Or what do you do?
Yeah.
And then normally, they're gone. They head for the hills.
Well, that's what I wanted to do, is I wanted to tag and say, hey, why don't you tweet me a picture and I'll roast your stupid ass.
So where are you guys? Because I think we've talked about this. Because I've gone to like Hooters restaurants, and three different times in my life, I got served by someone who was pregnant. Not a problem, right?
Well,
I don't have a problem with it.
I'm not a problem.
I've heard, like, especially in my younger days, I'm not going to lie.
Is that because it was a Hooters?
Now, if I go to a strip
going to
club,
a Hooters. That's what I'm saying. You're going to a Hooters.
I mean, to me, Hooters is just it's a restaurant with waitresses.
Okay.
That are
that's
just
why people go
dressed yeah. scantily clad. But if you went to say a strip club, and the stripper's pregnant, well, that's a bit different to me. But at Hooters, these are just chicks that happen to wear tight shorts. And by the way, Hooters, if you're listening, can we move on past those stupid-ass socks from the 80s? Like,
no, I'm okay with
they
it.
They look pretty
leave
horrible.
It. Leave
those
it.
Leg warmer, warmer those socks? Those leg warmer-looking-ass it socks?
It's tradition.
No.
Leave it.
Next thing you know, it's just full hair down there, and it's the 80s all over. No one wants that. So, no. How about an update the outfits a little bit, Hooters?
What were the wrestlers good back in the day? The Bushwhackers?
I'm okay with the yes shorts. I think they should just
the shorts are fine.
Stick to them. And the tank tops. Stick to them.
But wait, he's not changing right that. But the
I'm
socks.
I'm not saying. The socks and the white
it bothers
Reeboks
you that much?
Yeah, they're like big old Reeboks,
like
high tops.
Dance.
Yeah, it's bad. They need to
I'm
fix
okay
that
with it.
They need to fix that.
Although I'm not a big Hooters person anyway.
No, but I'm just saying. Anyways, these are just waitresses that are dressed like that.
No, so I just thought it was an interesting thing to bring up because I've heard people be upset about
it. Did you
that
have a problem with it? Was it like
when
weird?
I was younger, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like,
it kind of weirded you out. Like, yeah, you wanted a hot one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate to say
I mean,
it.
I get it.
When that's, I was like, when I look, went, now I would
that's why you go to I have, see who's policing which areas as a waitress. So you got in the hot chick's
yeah, you
got to
make sure. That's your problem. You just walk in and let anybody seat you anywhere.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, where's your restroom?
At that time, you sat yourself, but now they don't yeah do that anymore.
But you just go, hey, where's your restroom? Then you walk to the restroom, check out every section, then you come back and man, I want to sit over there.
I don't know these creepy things, but you're schooling me. I appreciate
you, yeah,
that.
You got
Barry
a scout. Yeah, you send out a scouting unit.
Scouting.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think every professional team does? They scout, advanced
yeah
scout.
That's right.
It's advanced scouting.
I even watch film. That's creepy.
Now that's creepy. What I was hoping, like when we were talking about the fact that, you know, the stations don't want the people to respond. Sarah Donchey should have responded. If she could, the greatest response would have been, actually, no, I'm not pregnant. I've just had a rough month with a lot of stress and I've been eating a lot of chocolate. But I appreciate you noticing. And then
there's
see what
no
she would
way
have said.
She would say
yeah
that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying, but that's what these people really need. That's why we talk about the cowardly keyboard confidants. When they think that there's no backlash coming at them, they unleash the fury. But if they knew that it was coming back at them and they could feel a certain way,
that's the thing.
A lot of people would have padded the brakes.
That's the thing, because you know, like the one guy that I gave out his number for, he was following me around. Like he was on Facebook, he was on Twitter, he was texting the show. And then I just had enough of it.
Is that
so I was
true?
Like, okay, yeah. So if you're gonna make this be some weird stalker guy, because it's different if you just want to text a show and be like, yeah, I hate you guys. Okay, that's fine. But you're following me all over social media and the internet and all that. That's just not good for me.
God, you just did the AJ okay. You did the AJ okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. That okay.
Does he do that?
He does a lot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like that. Jeez. Yeah, but seriously. That the thing that bothers me
way to
the
make
most,
it awkward, Joel.
No, because you guys are tight. But I'm just saying that the people don't get the backlash they deserve.
Yeah.
When they just feel like out of the blue, they can just say whatever they want to us.
Yep.
And they don't think. I think part of it is though.
I feel bad
their
because
objective is they want to hurt our feelings. It's like something's going wrong in their
yeah
day.
Yeah, yeah.
They want us to feel a certain way.
And here's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, and Patrick's point was, you know, I understand to a certain degree you guys get it, but you're dudes. And that's true. Like, these are female reporters doing their job, and they get criticized about how they look, how they dress. I feel bad that they all have to go through that because they're just doing their job.
There's a,
you know what I mean? Like,
there's a couple I'm not going to mention, right? Because there was a couple real serious incidents we were dealing with, okay?
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's do it on the other side.
Because there's a couple others, because I didn't realize the guy that you called out his full phone number was a guy that was not just on our text message, but was following you around.
Yeah.
Because it can get worse.
We'll talk more on the other side.
Okay, so we're knee-deep into hour number two of the big show right now. I'll tell you about my good friends at Hawk Security. I mean, look, people have been there, and it's the worst feeling in the world. You come home or you get a call and you realize someone's broken into your house. You know that you're feeling violated. Your personal stuff has been taken and gone through. The pit of your stomach is just if it's the worst feeling in the world and you want to avoid it, well, let me tell you what you can do. You can call my friends at Hawk Security, 281-947-HAWK. Hawk Security has smart home automation, gives you peace of mind knowing your family are protected 24/7, 365. You owe it to yourself to give them a call. They're a full-service home security company dedicated to protecting what matters most to you. That means your house, your possessions, and your family. They specialize in burglary and intrusion detection, video surveillance, life safety, and even fire detection. And you can take advantage of a special offer right now. First 100 people to call in and mention the promo code NATE, N-A-T-E. Get a free doorbell camera, free installation, and it goes with your Hawk Smart Home package. That's a savings of $400. Who doesn't want to save $400 on the way to getting complete home security along the way? Call them at 281-947-HAWK. That's 281-947-4295. With Hawk Security, you get real-time alerts. You can see who's at your door even when you're not home, or if you're in another room in the house. You don't have to move a muscle. Well, you kind of do because you can check your phone. But in a way, it's just an easier way to advance the process of being able to give yourself protection and avoid some kind of confrontation where you could receive some bodily harm. The cameras work. Everything is great. And they can inform you on your phone as well as everything else, including calling the authorities. 281-947-HAWK. You mentioned Nate, N-A-T-E. Free installation. Saving $400 with a free doorbell camera, and it's all part of the Go Hawk Smart Home Package. Give them a call. Check them out. HawkSecurity.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects. Everybody hearing us loud and clear. That's always a good thing. It's ESPN 97.5. Are we off of...
So since you said I sound like AJ, can I burp now on air? Isn't that what he does?
Well, yeah.
That was just in Nick's ear.
I felt like you spat into the microphone there.
No, I just pushed
the microphone cough caught something.
I pushed the cough button and did that.
Okay.
And that's just for you. I wouldn't do that to the people.
Okay.
I have class.
Okay.
I'm classy.
Okay. 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 yeah. So we're gonna continue to
it's twice now
roll on.
Well, before we went to break, we were talking about the awkwardness of people that watch TV and take it too far, and even nationally, I think it happens. But you had a specific incident, right?
There's a couple, and one I'm not gonna get into because literally. I've gotten the authorities involved, and I was deeply involved in a couple of them because they're just – the people go way over the top too far. But the one that's was really weird was when Lisa was pregnant, she was on the air. And like you said, you got people that you can identify with, whether they identify themselves or they leave a text with a phone number or however they're reaching out to you. You know, there's ways that you can figure out who they are. And so you know that there's been a lot of critical comments that are made. Then all of a sudden they start leaving you messages. Did you get that gift I left you for your baby?
That's creepy.
At that point, I get involved, others get involved, and you're like, okay, time out. You know, you're going to sit there and be that person.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden be like, oh, yeah, I left you a gift, and not and expect us to just be like, hey, that's great. What'd you get? Not happening.
It is because, look, I'll say this. We have developed friendships with plenty of listeners.
For sure.
And it does happen. But if we've never not met... If we've never, like, and especially if people are being nice, it's one thing. But when they're just being mean like they were to Sarah, I don't understand that. I don't know why I think it's because people feel like, and someone said it in the thread that she posted, it's almost like they're letting you into their living room. So they feel like you owe them something. And I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I can see why that would happen, and I get where... Look, when I used to listen to radio, before I ever got into this business, I was a staunch 1560 listener every day. I was on the chat rooms with a bunch of old listeners, and I was a fan of John and Lance and the Cavalin Asian, and David Nuno and Rahil had a show, No Layups, Cougars Tonight with KJ. I was a fan of all that stuff before I ever got in here. But I also went to remotes and introduced myself and met those guys... But I never, like, you know, like, we started to hang out, especially, like, Kevin and stuff like that. But nothing major. But I didn't... Until you do that, you can't just assume that the friendship exists.
But people do that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just come up to us out of nowhere or go up to her out of nowhere and act like, oh, well, I've listened or I've watched you for a year, so it's okay. But it's really not. Like, it's just not.
So in talking to a lot of people about this, too, and it goes back to what Lance told me when I made the transition from going from Rockets to doing full-time radio. And he said, look, listeners want to have that attachment to you. They want to feel like you guys are just sitting around talking, shooting the bull.
That's what we want.
And that's what we want too, right?
And
but
we
in the
do
process
that
of doing that, that creates that kind of false...
But not for everybody.
Security, not for everybody. But again, you're right, because some of the listeners that we've met along the way, I think about the first time El Jefe stopped by a remote of ours, and the next thing you know, El Jefe is a loyal listener to the show. We know him by name. He's a great dude. We created a bond.
Yes.
But there are a lot of people.
I mean, you
that
could name
feel,
a bunch of people. Scott and Deer, sure. Park, Patrick Randall. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Chris and Mark Shell and Jerry came out to a thing.
Jerry a couple times.
But again,
yeah.
it's totally different when you do that.
You go to the Astros victory, Drayon 290. And,
yep.
And
we hung out for how long? Did
Del
we sit
two.
There?
With, we gave Del 2 his nickname.
What was his name? But yeah, we sat there and hung out with those guys forever at that thing. And on this bus, you guys are going to join this bus and we're going to hang out and kick it. And it's going to be a blast. My point is, it's the people that don't do that, that don't take that extra step of actually coming up and introducing themselves. They just send texts in all day hating, or they just tweet to Sarah and are just an a-hole to her. You don't even know her. Like, why? I just don't get that. I don't understand that trigger. But it's a select few. It's not everybody for sure.
I was thinking it was just a troll or just some superpower feminist that went too far. You know what I mean? Because, I was thinking, like, the whole be proud of what you got type of comment. I was like, is she just like a massive feminist and she's going too far? I don't know. I thought it was just either that troll or the obvious, which we talk about all the time, keyboard confidence. She just wants to hate and she's behind a keyboard. And
she thought she could get away with
Barry,
it.
And you know what? Again, we talk about the fact that, you give me advice, you don't follow yourself sometimes. But
we
both get pushed at a certain point to a level where we want to respond. Can you imagine if we could never respond?
That would be, yeah. If David Gao came down and said, listen, I don't want you guys saying anything bad about anyone that texts any hate. That would be a real struggle for me.
Because there are times that Lisa wants to come out swinging.
And
there's
I bet.
Other times
she's
that
feisty.
She's definitely hurt by the comments that are made. And regardless of what's said, she can't respond.
Nope. Got to maintain your appearance. Speaking of maintaining your appearance, maybe you're out there gaining some weight, right? Like maybe you've got some extra pounds that you can't get rid of. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're having problems in the romance department. You know what? You might have low testosterone. You might have ED, or worse, those might be signs of a bigger health issue that you're not aware of. I've been where you are too. And let's just get that out of the way right now. I've been where you are. I put on the weight. I struggled to take it off. I've had low energy. I was always tired. This is why I want you to get in touch with Dr. Orlando Ternany. 713-588-1425. 713-588-1425 is the number to start your journey to begin feeling like your old self again. Call and schedule an appointment. They're located conveniently on Westheimer, 5959 Westheimer Road. But Dr. Ternany, what I like about him is he's an old school doctor, meaning he puts his patients first. And I used the example the other day. I was in a meeting with Dr. Ternany, and right in the middle, someone poked their head and said, hey, there's a patient that has a question. He says, I'll be back. And we're in the middle of an important meeting. That's how much he values his patients. So he's old school in that regard, but he's new school in the way he practices medicine. He's always up on the latest and greatest, always checking the NIH websites, making sure that he knows the latest so that he can pass that on to his patients. That's why I want you to call today. 713-588-1425 is the number. 713-588-1425. Call. Take care of your health. It's more than just getting a shot or a little pill. It's about being healthy. So call Dr. Orlando Ternany today. 713-588-1425 or online at drorlandoternanymd.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go out of the halftime break of the show. It's the usual suspects, and it's not just the name of a show. It's the way of having some fun in the process. We're heading to East Beach for a party on June 16th, and you can get a seat on the bus. No, Nick, not that bus. This is the usual suspects bus. Round trip luxury ride to Sunfest, which is what, Galveston?
Yeah.
Can I just have you participate a little bit here with me instead of acting like I'm dumb?
Sure, read.
Okay. The usual suspects, Sunfest 2018. You can get a spot on the bus and you get to hang out and party with Barry and Nick all day. You get all the cold, frosty and ones you can drink while supplies last. You get breakfast, snacks, and dinner. How about that deal? And you'll get an official Sunfest t-shirt. It's only $30. It's a whole day of obviously food and drink and fun and sun. Super easy to reserve your seat. Email Michelle at bus@ESPN975.com. That's bus@ESPN975.com. She'll take care of working out payment and all that other stuff, and then you're set to go. We do the driving. You have a great time. It is Sunfest 2018. Come on aboard the party bus.
Joel's going to be there. He's going to bring his fanny pack.
His fanny pack.
No?
The fanny pack. What? You put not him that. On fanny
was
pack.
Was that Barry's laugh or was yeah, that my
yeah.
laugh?
Oh, okay. That, of course, that was my laugh. Yeah.
I liked it, though. Did I do that again?
No, not doing it again.
Do you have the audio of the Lynx Cats thing?
Yeah, I do.
Screaming? My goodness. So after I went through this whole charade this morning, after Patrick Randall hit that tweet, right? Sarah and I ended up following each other on Twitter and whatever. You know how you follow somebody, you usually go check out their timeline first to see what they're tweeting about before you follow them because you might.
So
like,
you were stalking?
No, you look at because if you don't tweet anything that interests me, I'm not going to follow you. So she,
I just look at the profile pic.
Me too.
And that's what you did too.
Me too.
I was just going to say.
So I followed her, and then I immediately saw this link on her thing that said Sound Up, and it was from ABC News, which I thought was pretty cool. She's, you know, Channel 2, but it was an ABC News thing. And it's these two Lynx cats that are staring at each other. And I don't know where this is, but these two Lynx cats are staring, like having a face off, basically. Almost if you think about like a boxing match right before it starts and the boxers are face to face. Oh, this is on a side road in Canada somewhere. And this is what it sounds like when two Lynx cats are screaming at each other.
And it's
it
real.
Sounds like a sleep app. it really does.
But
it
just sounds like somebody put two stuffed Lynx cats facing each other on this road and then ran in the woods and went, ah! At the whole
this is so freaking cool. This is so cool. Who runs into this?
That sounds like my ex-wife when I wouldn't take the trash out. Like, that's, you know what it reminded me of as soon as I heard it? Do you remember the best cry
sounds
ever?
Sounds like a nudist colony for heavyset.
Like, it reminds me of the best cry ever, which was on Intervention. When tell me that's not the same thing.
Pretty close.
I mean,
this is so freaking cool.
Now I just want two Lynx cats. I just want two Lynx cats so I can put them in the backyard and just drive everybody in the neighborhood crazy. Just let them stare at each other. Or one black uncle. Two Lynx cats or one black uncle, I think is all you need. Because that was one of my favorite episodes, too.
That was in Canada?
That was in Canada, yeah. Wow. Which I thought Lynx cats were just made up, like mythical creatures. Turns out they're not. They're real.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
You thought they were like chupacabras or something like that?
A little
that?
Bit, yeah. Like, I've never seen one. And then I saw this video, and sure enough, there they are. Real as can be. So found that this morning. So my morning was made complete.
I saw the picture of the Lynx, too, and I thought. I
did you immediately think of the basketball?
I did. I did, too. Well, it was a WNBA team, but I evidently got the logo right because definitely looks like a Lynx.
It really did. That's what I was looking. I was like, oh, yeah, that absolutely looks like the logo. I thought you were going to say something else. I was going to be like, Joel, no. Too far.
They just released this. 9 out of the 10 most followed sports teams on Twitter, soccer teams.
Really?
Soccer teams. Number 1, Real Madrid. Number 2, Barcelona. Number 3, Man United. 4, Arsenal. Then Chelsea, Liverpool, Al Hilal FC. 9 is the first other team. The
Let
Lakers.
Me guess. Oh.
The Lakers.
I was going to say Yankees.
Yeah, or the Cowboys.
No,
I would say the Lakers. Because the Lakers were bigger before them both, basically. Well, the Yankees, no, but
I would have thought
baseball
Yankees for
is
sure.
not necessarily.
Basketball, you go Warriors, who are actually 16th.
But worldwide?
Yeah.
Warriors have only been relevant.
The last three.
Yeah, but it's only recent, though.
Yeah.
Or the Cavs because of LeBron.
But is saying it's only recent, how many Lakers fans from the 80s do you think are on Twitter? They're all old-ass people.
It's probably true, too. I don't know. I mean, there's some old people on Twitter.
Barry Warner.
Joel Blank. Barry Laminack.
Bitch.
He was laughing.
I'm not old. I'm an IT guy. Well, not. No. Damn it. Never mind.
Some now, guy. Can I ask you this? So 19 was the Miami Heat because those old people still think LeBron plays for them.
Yeah.
22 is the Patriots. 31 is the Cowboys. But 18, who are the Mumbai Indians?
The Mumbai
it's got to be
Indians.
A cricket team.
Is that? I was going to say the same thing. It's got to be a
Absolutely.
Cricket team.
Love me some cricket. It's the best.
Don't start getting down to. Believe me, our preview issue of the cricket championships is coming up.
Zero knowledge on cricket.
Really?
Yeah, you got nothing on cricket.
We've broken it down.
Name one cricket player.
go
ahead. Chief Wahoo of the Mumbai Indians.
No, that was racist.
No, oh, Chief Wahoo's Bobby, the logo for the Indians.
Bobby Cleveland. Jenkins, South Africa.
Bobby Jenkins is a cricket player.
Google it.
I'm going to right now.
We got
to
go to break. We'll be back right after. It's 2:41, time for a break. This is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll be back.
So do you think this Bobby Jenkins guy is
real? We'll be back right after this. We'll be back.
I was just seeing if Nick was going to actually do it.
I'm trying
was,
to.
But whatever. It's clear that it's not a real person.
That's not true.
Bobby Jenkins is a real person.
How are you spelling it? I'm just buying time at this point. Just buying time. Look, I'm Googling famous cricket player.
Watch him find like a Robert Jenkins.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's who I was talking about.
I just put famous cricket player.
You guys are
idiots
if you don't know Virat Kohli.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a couple of posters, but, you know.
Ricky Ponting? Ponting, that's right. Australian national cricket player.
Okay.
David Warner, Barry's brother.
Oh.
Hell of a cricket player.
There is a Bobby Peel. What did I say? What name did I throw out? Bobby Jenkins?
You could have said Steve Smith and you'd have been right.
Closer,
that
right?
That would have been.
Damn it.
And there's literally Steve Smith plays for the Australian national team.
So Bobby Jenkins is, what am I thinking of? I don't know. Oh, World Dart Association. I don't know.
MS Dhoni?
No. Nope.
Plays for India's national team.
Steve Smith. Why did I not go with something like that? I could have just went some generic John
Wouldn't
Smith.
Have
no?
No.
All right.
Rahul Dravid.
I wonder if Raheel.
I was thinking
that they're friends. No? Could be. Do you ever listen to John and Raheel?
Yeah.
With Dell?
Yeah.
John just does not care.
No.
They were talking about the most famous athletes in the world. And of course, one of them was a cricket player. And John immediately, oh, they play your game. He was like, what? Yeah, your people's game. Your people's game.
He's
he goes,
got no filter.
John, that's in India. He goes, yeah, like I said.
Got no filter, doesn't
he?
Right.
I love Granato. He doesn't care.
Boy, he hates him some James
the
Harden.
Best, too.
He
so
went
funny.
Off this morning on
Did
James
he?
Harden. The Rockets are never going to win a championship as long as they had James Harden.
Mm.
Came out of John Granato's mouth this
Wow.
Week.
And he's usually the homer guy, isn't he?
Yeah,
pretty
he usually,
strong
he usually has every Houston team in the finals, in the championship, yeah.
So we've got some audio. Speaking of that, Paul Pierce talking about what could happen tonight, depending on how the beard plays in Golden State for Game 4. We got Jerry on hold. He wants to talk about the party bus. Lots to get to, lots going on. So don't go anywhere because it is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
I
see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, knee-deep, hour number two of the three-hour show. It is the big show we call The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio on a Tuesday. Still do need to pick a way back Wednesday. So we do need to get to that at some point.
Q-tip text of the show said, hey, llama fat.
Is he a vibrant thing?
Llama fat. Really? Q, you could do so much better. But he said, there is a cricket player named Barry, B-E-R-R-I-E.
Okay.
I'm just ashamed I read that.
Is there a Barty?
No, there's no Barty.
There's no Barty.
John Parker has a question about the bus before we get to Jerry's call. He said, how many adult beverages will it take until Nick tries to turn it into a bang bus?
That's what I was getting at earlier.
I can hold my alcohol pretty well now.
So now?
You can also hold some other practice. Things.
I've got some practice.
So it would last. I mean, it would be appropriate for about 30, 45 minutes.
Okay. So you can hang in there for 45 minutes?
I can hang in there for 30 or 45 minutes.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll find out.
The thing is, the problem about, like, especially the fact that we're going to Galveston.
The sun.
And I, for whatever reason, I feel like I have to stay away from hard liquor and I drink beer when in reality, I just want to drink hard liquor. I just want to drink whiskey. I don't want to drink beer. I've been trying to stay away from it.
Why?
Because
bring your own.
Around.
You don't think liquor causes that too?
I think it minimizes. It's less.
Maybe.
Really?
But not much. No.
Then like a Bud Light, dude, it has a lot of calories in a Bud Light.
About 80.
Okay, so if you consume, because like for me, it'll take like 10 or 12.
76, I think, to be exact.
How have you not Googled this yet?
Miller Light, I believe,
there are 105 calories in a shot of whiskey.
No way.
I thought you were talking about cans of beer.
No, I am. So what beer do you drink? Bud Light?
I mean, usually if it's domestic, it's Bud Light. It's
there's 110 calories
in a Bud Light.
And 105 in a whiskey.
Okay, are you sure?
Miller Light used to be 76.
I just Googled.
A serving or a whole thing?
A shot. One shot. So you know how they have the little jigger where you fill it up and that equals one shot or you flip it over on the other side?
65
and it's like one and
calories,
a half.
shot of Jack Daniels.
I'm just saying whiskey, 86 proof, right here on the front page of Google. Just type in Google, many calories?
One fluid ounce of Jack Daniels contains 65 calories. I'm reading.
I am too. Whiskey.
That's what I drink, Jack Daniels.
Okay. This says whiskey has 105.
Whiskey doesn't count because not all whiskey is the same.
Wait. How much? 1 ounce?
One fluid ounce.
Yeah. This is 1.5 ounces is what a jigger of whiskey is.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
What's a Miller Lite?
Probably about the same.
It used to be, they used to bill the commercials as 76 calories.
Did they?
Well, I mean.
Miller Lite is 96 calories.
96 calories now. Okay.
So there you go. If you drank Miller Lite, it's less than any of those.
Yeah, so one shot is 1.5 ounces. Dang, that sucks.
Sorry. Yeah.
So I just need to quit drinking is what this, basically what so I need to do.
I was going
to
say, because I remember going through this at one point when I was like, man.
Is it because of vodka? Maybe vodka and these other liquors don't have as much
calories. I mean, we can look.
Now I want to know, why is everybody avoiding beer for, you know, their calorie count?
I don't know. There's 64 calories in one fluid ounce.
So it's the same thing.
No, you add 32 to that because it's a 1.5 ounce shot. So one fluid ounce is 64. So it's 96. So it's one vodka equals a Miller Lite. So or one whiskey equals a Bud Light. Your choice.
Yeah. Whatever.
There you go. Whatever. Or how about you
I
just
still
don't
drink.
Whiskey.
And if you put it with Diet Cola that doesn't have any calories, Nick.
Like I do?
You're
like
going to be
man,
okay.
Stupid. Like
a man drinks
can,
it straight.
You can actually sip it.
Like a man drinks it. We've been through this.
No.
I think Lauren Pope took my side when we had this discussion.
She's dumb. She's so dumb.
Wow.
Just stupid. Barry, is your wife going on the bus?
No.
That's the time you got a kick out of that.
You really think my wife is that supportive? No, she's not going. Are you kidding me? I can't even get her to go to a comedy show. You think she's going to get on a bus with a bunch of strangers? No.
So how does she tell you no when you ask her? Like, hey, do you want to come to my comedy show?
She literally just looks at me. I'm like, baby, I got a show tonight. You going to go? And she just goes... And that's it. And
can
I'm
I
like,
tell you
all
something?
Right, never mind.
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Because put a pin in that. On that front.
Put a push pin
on
in
that front.
Yeah.
Lisa always, like you with Nora, Lisa always says she doesn't listen.
Listens all the time, huh?
Sent me a link to something right down our alley on this show.
And she listens.
I was not even going to say it. I'm just going to go, I'm just going to let it go. Because I know if I do call her out on this, she's going to be like,
I knew you listened.
Yeah. I'm like,
you better hope she's not too.
When we get to this, you're going to figure out exactly why. I'm
okay.
Right.
Right. Let's get to Jerry's call.
Jerry!
Lisa, hang up now before they fry your brain.
What? Jerry, you still making bad jokes? We just hung up on you.
Yeah. I know, right? I'm on joke probation. Yeah. So I have a question about this bus. Is it like the kind of bus that has like a broken taillight and says free candy?
No, it's really nice. Michelle showed me pictures of the bus company, and I don't remember their name, but they have like leather seats, AC, DVD player. It's got like screens in it. It's not some jankety ass bus.
Painted like the parts.
It's not like Joel's like 5-disc carousel. Like
it's not Joel running with a disc man. Why does it keep skipping?
Yeah.
Because
no,
you're bouncing
Jerry,
while you
seat.
Run.
Matter of fact, right now they're working on the first seat in the bus being for eyebrow plucking. You'll be right in line after laser running. Hair removal.
It's so hurtful. So hurtful.
I know. Just
let it
go. Stings, doesn't it?
Hurts. So let me get this straight. I show up. Nick gives me $30. Says welcome. I walk on. He's dressed in like a cabana boy, and there's like a vat of cocoa butter. Is this kind of bus it is?
Nick gives you $30.
Why am I giving you $30?
Yeah. No, you pay $30.
Pay to play, Jerry.
You pay $30 to get on the bus.
Is that when I get the candy?
You don't get any candy. What are you talking about? What have you been listening
to? It's a stranger danger bus.
No, that's no. That was a good try, though.
Not that kind of bus.
No, it was a beautiful try.
Go then.
You pay $30. You get all the stuff that we said. You get
to eat free breakfast, dinner, snacks,
cold frosty pops. We can't say what they really are. Cold frosty pops, breakfast, snacks, and dinner. An official Sunfest shirt. Plus, you're hanging with the boys. You're hanging with the usual suspects.
Will there be any Bartles and James wine coolers?
I mean, it just depends on what Joel brings. I don't know.
Right.
Sure. No.
I'm getting
pop a
closer
cup of Zimas,
by the minute to jumping
the
on this bus.
Get a little crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, right. You know drink some Zimas, some beer with lime in it. Yeah. What?
That's what I'm talking about.
You can't bring a box of wine.
I'm there.
All right. I'm counting on you being.
I love my box of wine.
I know.
You know I love it. Oh, I had the thing hooked up to an IV. It goes right into my liver.
Not a shock. Not a shock at all.
Later, boys. Be good.
All right, man. We'll see you on the bus.
I guess he ended it okay because I was, you know, does he have a PO? Because he definitely violated joke probation on that one.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to show up for, like, frequent piss tests two or three times a month.
You need a peanut cup,
I was
going
to extend that probation period, sir.
He's now going to have to use, he's going to have to be like Q now, where he has another different nickname so that we don't think it's him immediately so we can get back in the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez, Jerry, happened to you?
He's going
to
start changing it up like my name. He's going to be Jerry with an A. J-E-R-Y, Jerdy.
He won't Jerdy. Do that.
He's going to be Jerdy.
Jerry's
after
a soldier.
After Barney,
he
was going to have Jerdy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think so, pal. Good times.
Oh, no.
Wait, speaking of, look, I'm going to tell you one more time about this party bus before we go to break. I'm going to get you guys the info, right? So, again, just if you haven't heard, it's the party bus. It's the usual suspects party bus. Round trip luxury ride to Sunfest and back for Sunfest 2018. Goes down June 16th. We are going to party on East Beach. You get to hang out with us. You get cold frosty pops, breakfast, snacks, and dinner, a Sunfest 2018 shirt. All of that for only $30, and the way you get on the bus is real simple. You email Michelle, bus@ESPN975.com. That's bus@ESPN975.com. Put the numbers. Don't spell it out. ESPN975.com. You don't drive. You just hang out, have a good time, and party with us, the usual suspects. And that said, we'll be back right after this, ESPN975.